Good evening, Hug Samaya.
Good evening, Hug Samaya.
Please join me in saying Yana Bakoa.
And I'm going to mute.
Anabekoa Gedula Chemincha Tati Terura Aleph Bet Gimel Yitat Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu No Ra Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yipucha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimotalit Yud Kaf Shin Barhem Taharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzadi Tav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Petuf Bet Tet Dunayan Yachid Geyeh Lamcha penei zokre kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. The letters of the month of Sivan, the Resh, that created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, and the Yud, the Zion, that created the constellation Teumim, the twins, the astrological sign of Gemini. Together, the Resh and the Zion spells the Hebrew word Raz, which translates as secret. The gematria of this word, Raz, is 207, the same gematria as the Hebrew word for light, or. As well as the phrase Adon Olam, Master of the Universe. And ultimately, Ein Sof has the same gematria. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakadhenu, Yodea Talumot. Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation by utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei Adonai Yohei Wahei El Rachum V'Chanun Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed V'Emet Notzer Chesed Ralafim Nosea Avon Wafesha V'Chata'a V'Nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5777, known as the year of the goat. We will study two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katsipor oyavai sinam. When we take the first letters of these five words, we're able to parse them into three Hebrew words. Tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. And the final letters of the same five words can be permutated into dir yam, translation is Sea of Tenants. The second verse connects to the year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem tadebaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. We're now going to connect to the year 5776, known as the year of the pause. And there are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat. Willo yachlu lehafshit et kol haolot vayechaskum achechem halevim ad kelod hamlacha yad yitkachu hakohanim ki halevim yishre levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, La La He, Wa Wa Wa, Yola Yo Ala Me, Hey Hey Hey, Aka A, Re Ka Ka. And the second verse that connects to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad ki biya Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur olamim. As for the year 5775, the year that death is swallowed up forever, there are three verses that connect to this energy. The first is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. And then 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem elai el nachom v'halachti itchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'hipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzah yoved roav yom ruayo. And for the year 5774, that has the energy of peace in the Middle East, there's only one verse that connects to this energy, and that's 2 Samuel. Chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leami li Israel untati vishakan tachta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu vene avla anoto kasher barishona. And now we're going to read a verse from the Zohar that has the energy of certainty within it. It's coming from Parashah Yitro, Pasuk 29. And we'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kutshabri u ishkinte bitchilu urchimu utchilu utchilu urchimu. Liyata l'shem yud hei bevav hei. Yehudah shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konenei aleinu maasei yadeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba amar bekama atar ta'aneinan dekucha perichu koma deaved le'ela wetata kolaihu kishot v'yovada Dikshot Velet Lach Mila Bialma Divaye Barnash Vedah Yaleya Mineya Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehatulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itzderich Bialma. We'll now scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the names of the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the fifth day of Sivan, Rabbi Zeev Wolf of Zitomer, Rabbi Chaim Yaakov Safran, Rabbi Eliyahu of Tzedichchov, Rabbi Uri Shraga Kellerman. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is continuation from Sunday's morning's class, where we're discussing Shavuot is immortality. This will be part two. You can find the link on the unique astrological times, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. Or if you're in a mobile device, it may be at the bottom of the page. When you click on Unique Astrological Times and it opens up, you can scroll down to where you find items called Study for Shavuot. It's slightly underneath Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And you'll find Shavuot and Immortality. There's two parts, so we're doing part two. The switch for Sinai immortality. This energy of immortality can always be accessed, is an essay by Rav Yehuda Brandwein. The basis of our revelation experience is, of course, the implementation of my master's teachings. I will now finally return to his explanation of exactly how the switch for Sinai immortality can be turned on. And just to be clear, the word switch is referring like we turn on a light switch. When light is revealed within the universe, it is destined to remain forever. But the light remains potential, like electric current in the socket or the wall switch. When the appropriate stimulation, in Kabbalistic terminology, A proper vessel is applied to the light force. The light force is reignited and revealed. Inasmuch as the light force of immortality on Mount Sinai had once become revealed, explained my master, this energy of immortality can always be accessed. This is the premise. This is an unwritten commentary, but this is a premise of the spiritual law that many of you have heard, but we really need to understand the spiritual law. There is no disappearance in spirituality. Whatever was, will be again. It's never gone. It's just moved from actual to potential. And now, what Rabbi Berg is explaining and Rabbi Brandwein was saying, we have to transform the potential back into the actual. Rav Luria, in his voluminous work, The Gate of Meditations, provided the necessary vessel or switch for Sinai immortality. This procedure could not accomplish the revelation of immortality, however, unless it was applied at the appropriate cosmic time of its original revelation. The guidelines were included within the biblical code as deciphered by the Zohar. Eternal events are as cosmically scripted as are the appearances of the sun, the moon, and all other celestial entities. The constellation of Leo in the heavens does not make its appearance in the wintertime, just as the sign of Capricorn will never appear in the heavens during the summer months. Glancing into the sky with a high-powered telescope reveals each sign of the zodiac configured with billions of stars appearing at the usual time of the year. Just as a TV guide is necessary for the viewer to know the exact time of the showing of a favorite program, so too does the Bible disclose the exact calendar when the cosmos is prepared to put on a particular program of events. The moment for the immortality event is the sixth day of the lunar month of Gemini. And this is the opportunity for humankind to view and tap the energy of immortality. Let us continue this analogy with the television. Merely turning on the TV will not permit accessing the primetime news at 7 p.m. Our sets have the potential ability to provide primetime news. If I turn the set on at 6 or at 8, however, I will not see the primetime news. Nor can the set access a particular program on anything other than the correct day. The appropriate time to tune into the awesome energy of immortality, my master said, is the evening of the sixth day of the lunar Gemini. This is the incredible information that only a Zohar can furnish. The entire evening up until and including the early morning must be devoted to accessing this unbelievable energy. The body must undergo deprivation by implementing the codes for accessing immortality, provided in detail by Rav Isaac Luria. Every person is guaranteed that he or she shall not die for at least the next 4 months. Now, when I first heard these words, I had never heard anything like them before. All I could think was, it's too good to be true. When I shared this reaction with my master and asked if what he was saying had been proven or substantiated before in history, he answered, no, that will be your task. And this is an excerpt from the book, Immortality, the Inevitability of Eternal Life, by Rabbi Berg. Teachings from the Torah about the Torah, the Peshat, the simple basic level. The first three words of the Esser Dibrot are Anochi Hashem Elohecha, I am God, your God. On a deeper level, we can translate this as I, Hashem, am your God. This describes a unique relationship between each of us and Hashem. This describes the marriage taking place through the gift of the Torah. The remes level, the hints. The word Anochi, spelled Aleph Nun Kaf Yud, hints to the essence of the Torah, since it is an anagram for the following. The Aleph means Ani, which is equal to the Hebrew word Ani translates as I, the personal pronoun. Nun relates to Nafshi, which is the Hebrew for my soul. The Kaf relates to Kativ, writing. And the Yud, Yavet, to you. The essence of the Torah is the soul of Hashem. Anochi is the anagram for Ani Nafshi Kativ Yavet. I am writing to you my soul. Now the drash, the allegorical sense of the Torah. The same words that we use to recognize the marriage on Shavuot, we use to understand our response to this marriage proposal. The children of Israel answered, we will do and then we will learn. The Hebrew phrase is na'aseh v'nishma. The other nations were asked even before the children of Israel, do you want the Torah and the mitzvot? And they answered, what is a mitzvah? And this is a very reasonable question. Each nation was given an answer that was the most difficult thing for them to do. Ishmael was told, no adultery is the mitzvah. And they said, no, thank you. Edom was told, no theft. And they said, no, thank you. The children of Israel heard a marriage proposal, and thus they answered, yes. The higher level, the sod, the secrets, the Kabbalah. The word Anochi has a gematria of 81, which is 3 to the 4th power. 3 represents a complete structure of right, left, and center, or proton, electron, and neutron. For your information, a neutron is composed of a proton and an electron. The 4th power represents the 4 worlds of Atzilut, emanation, Bria, creation, Yetzirah, formation, and Asiya, action. And 81 is also the gematria of the word Chazon, which means vision or revelation. What was the revelation? It is the Kiseh, Kaf Samach Aleph, the throne. Hashem's throne, which is a code word for the children of Israel. Since Hashem, so to speak, sits upon the children of Israel while they do their spiritual work. For your information, Kiseh also has a gematria of 81. The following is a very strong prayer and a blessing. This prayer, this blessing may be said anytime in any place. It may be said once or multiple times. It is truly auspicious during the Torah study of the night of Shavuot. It is written by a modern Kabbalist, and he did not explain all of its aspects. He left us to use it as a meditation tool when we are ready to do so. This prayer can be recited at any time in any number of repetitions. The more repetitions, the better. It is good to recite it on the night of Shavuot when we celebrate the giving of the Torah. It can be recited at other times as well. This prayer is an original formulation in English, and the author gives his blessing and permission for it to be translated for personal use into any language of one's choosing. And I am adding, while it may be said in the language of your choice and needs to be understood internally, if said in Hebrew, it is best to say it in its original Hebrew. Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Creator of all, I give thanks before you that I am your creation. Formed in your image and guided by your hand, may it be your will to open both my heart and my eyes and enable me to perceive your paths and how it is that you want me to live, to best receive your blessings and to best shine your holy light. May it be your will that you enlighten me and align me with the image of your holy Sephirot within me. Teach me what I need to learn. Show me what I need to see. Help me to accomplish all of the goals that you have ordained for me to fulfill in this lifetime. Master of the universe, behold, you are the source of all. All is in you, and you are all in all. Enlighten me so that I may see and experience your unity. Enable me to live in harmony with your unity and be guided by it and to flow within it at every moment and in every place. Now may it be a clear and receptive vehicle for reflecting your divine purpose. May your holy light shine through me in everything that I think, speak, feel, and do. Move through me and enable me to experience your holy presence within me. Ribono Shel Olam, you created your universe by the energies contained within vibrating sound. You spoke, and what you spoke came to be. May it be your will that I serve as the receptacle for your divine light, and that by my reciting your holy names, may I reflect your divine light here upon the earth. May your light shine and go forth to wherever it is needed and to wherever you desire. Ribono Shel Olam, I thank you for revealing to us your sacred word and your special treasure of understanding that enables us mere mortals to make use of your sacred heavenly knowledge and power. I call upon your sacred name that is concealed in the words of blessings that you pass on to your servant Aaron, the brother of Moshe, through which you commanded him to bless the children of Israel in your name. As it is written, may Hashem bless you and protect you. May Hashem raise his face upon you and be gracious to you. May Hashem place his face upon you and be given and give you shalom, which which is also Shalem. And I am telling you that these verses that I will read in the Hebrew are located in Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 to 26 from the Torah. And I think you will find that to be in the chapter of Bamidbar. Berechecha Hashem Vayismarecha Yair Hashem Panav Elecha Vihunecha Isa Hashem Panav Elecha Vayashem Lecha Shalom. And what is done in this verse, we have the different sequences, three-letter sequences. Peace. Behold, I call upon Shine forth the light of God, shower upon us the blessings of heavens, enlighten our eyes to know supernal knowledge, enable us to walk your paths and to do your will. Amen. 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 May it be so forever and evermore. And may we all say, Amen. That's the end of our class. Does anybody have any questions? Tomorrow there will be a mini Zohar class at 4:30. These are all West Coast times. At 7 o'clock, I'm not sure if it'll be a Tikkuni Zohar class or it will be continuing our study of the for Shavuot. There is no counting of the Omer tomorrow night. So our all-night study begins at 10 p.m. West Coast time. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all a peaceful, happy, complete Chag Sameach. Happy holiday for Shavuot. I bid you all Shalom. Our last counting of the Omer for this week will be this evening, in about 40 minutes, 50 minutes. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Hello.
Shalom. Shalom, thank you.